Would you turn with me once again to the book of Psalms?
今天早上我们要看诗篇里面七幅的复兴的图画。
We will see several pictures of revival in the Psalm today.
在诗篇里面有很多幅的图画。
There are many pictures that are depicted in the book of Psalms.
可惜呢我不会画图画。
Unfortunately, I'm not an artist.
如果我会画的话。
If I were.
我真是想将这些图画一幅一幅的画出来。
I would like to visually display these pictures one by one to you.
也许我们中间有的弟兄姊妹有绘画的天才。
Maybe some of us are blessed with this talent or drawing.
如果你有这个感动。
If you are so moved.
这也是你属灵的创作的一条路线。
This is one direction for your spiritual creativity.
你好好的读诗篇。
Read the Psalm intently.
把你所发现的一幅一幅的属灵的图画画出来。
And what spiritual pictures that come before your eyes, put them down on paper.
我相信你的那个画册呢，就会风行所有的华人教会。
And I believe that your portfolio will be very popular among the Chinese churches.
复兴是非常的重要。
Revival is an extremely important element.
今天有很多的基督徒在世界各地为了复兴祷告。
There are many Christians worldwide that are praying today for revival.
我们实在需要复兴。
And indeed we need to be revived.
复兴有两种。
There are two types of revival.
第一种是神特别的作为。
First of all, there is a special handiwork of God.
他按照他的时间
according to God's time
按照他定的地方
according to his destined location
用他定的方式
and according to his plan and method
借着圣灵大大的工作赐下复兴
by the mighty power of the Spirit he grants us revival
那是非常的宝贵
that is very precious in itself
但是还有一种的复兴
There's another type of revival, however.
是我们可以借着追求长进一步一步进到复兴里面
That is progressive step by step as we pursue in spiritual growth.
我们长进进入复兴
We grow into revival.
每一个人都可以有第二种复兴
Now that revival is open to all of us.
第一种的复兴啊我们没有办法定什么时候发生。
The first type of revival, we have no plan as to when it will happen.
但是第二种的复兴呢
But the second type of revival,
我们每一个人都可以借着追求长进而得到。
Can be fulfilled in our lives by pursuing a spiritual growth in prayer.
那么今天呢我们的重点就在第二种的复兴。
Our emphasis today is, of course, on the second type of revival.
我们要很简单的看七幅复兴的图画。
Today we will very simply examine the seven pictures portrayed in the Psalm.
第一幅的图画。
The first picture.
103篇。
Psalm 103.
第五节。
Psalm 103 verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。医治你乳婴返老还童
Psalm 103 verse 5 Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle
乳婴返老还童
Thy youth is renewed like the eagle
如果你看这个 Matthew Henry 的圣经注释
If you read Matthew Henry's writing a commentary in the Bible
你会发现
You will discover
在这一节圣经的地方
that with this verse
他这样说
he says
在自然界或者说动这个飞鸟界
in the natural realm especially in the realm of the flying fowl
有一种很特别的现象
there is a very unique phenomenon
就是鹰呢到了年老的时候呢它的全身的羽毛啊再一次丰满起来
And that is the eagle in his old age all of a sudden will have a regeneration of new feathers
所以特别好看。
So he becomes especially attractive.
是很有意思的一件事。
And it is a very meaningful event.
在年老的时候，新的恩典降临。
It symbolizes new grace when one comes upon a ripe age.
我们从这幅图画想到复兴。
From this picture, we think about revival.
我们信主时间长了以后。
Having believed for quite a period of time,
我们的灵性呢就受时间的考验。
Our spiritual state is tested by the element of time.
时间的考验呢是个很重要的考验。
The test of time is a very important test.
有人热心爱主啊，是很短的时间。
There are some people who are able to be zealous for the Lord for a very short span.
热心一年。
One year maybe.
热心两年。
Two years maybe.
热心三年也相当长了。
Three years, that's a rather long span.
慢慢慢慢呢，就冷下去。
But gradually it cools off.
受不起时间的考验。
They cannot pass the test of time.
当我们在时间里面慢慢冷下去的时候
And as we grow cold with time
我们需要复兴
We need revival
胜过时间的考验
We need to overcome and pass this testing of time
有的基督徒啊，信主越久蒙恩越多呢就是慢慢的在恩典中麻木了
There are some Christians, having believed and received so much as with time, blessings, they become insensitive.
他们觉得蒙恩呢是很自然的事，是神一定要给他们的。
They take the blessing and grace of God upon them as something rather for granted.
所以呢，在恩典中啊，慢慢向下去。
And so, they take a downward drift in grace.
就好像这个太阳光下面的泥一样，越晒越硬。
Much as mud will dry before a scorching sun.
但是另外有的基督徒呢
How are there some other Christians?
他们不像泥乃是像蜡
They are like wax rather than mud.
蜡在太阳光下面晒的时候
And wax when put under the sunlight
越晒越软
becomes softer as time goes on.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
有的基督徒蒙恩越多就越爱主。
There are some Christians that are like that. The more grace they receive, the more they love God.
在恩典中时间越长就越爱主。
The longer the time period they receive in grace, the more they love the Lord.
我们自己是怎么样
What are we like today?
是像泥还是像蜡
Are we like wax or are we like clay?
有的时候我看见青年的弟兄姊妹热心爱主，我心里很快乐。
I am very happy to see young people show such love and fervency for the Lord.
但是呢，我还有点不放心。
But however, I don't feel altogether safe.
因为他们的热心呢还没有受过时间的考验
because that type of fervency has not withstood the testing of time
有许多青年弟兄姊妹在读大学的时候很热心
there are many college age students that love the Lord dearly when they're in college
但是结婚以后呢就不同了
but things start to change after they get married
做事以后呢就不同了
Things change after they have a career
慢慢消沉了
Gradually it disintegrates
以后呢在教会里面呢这个热心的行列当中啊见不到他们
And finally you do not find them among the fervent ranks so to speak in church
另外一方面
Then on the other hand
我看见一些年长的弟兄姊妹
I've seen some elderly Christians
他们很热心爱主
They love the Lord dearly too
我更为他们感谢主
And I thank the Lord even more for them
他们信了主几十年了
They've believed in the Lord for decades
一直是热心爱主侍奉主
And their love for the Lord and their service for the Lord has been persistent
这是一个很宝贵的胜利
And that is a wonderful victory
他们在时间的考验里面有很好的表现
Because they have passed the testing of time with flying colors.
约翰·卫斯理
John Wesley
88岁过世
died at the age of 88.
他在临死的时候
on his deathbed
讲了一句话
he said
很宝贵
said something very precious.
他说 the best thing is God is still with us. 最好的就是神 与我们同在。感谢主，他那么大年纪，心里还是充满了主的同在的感觉。
We thank God that even at such an old age, he is still filled with the sense of the presence of God.
他没有改变。
He didn't change.
这句话雕刻在他的纪念碑上。
And this quote was inscribed on his grave plaque.
成了很出名的一句话。
And became a very famous quote.
最好的一件事。是神仍然与我们同在。
The most wonderful thing is that God is still with us.
有一间大学在北美洲。
There's a university in North America.
叫 Hamilton College.
By the name of Hamilton College.
是一个大学的创办人叫 Dr. Packus.
The founder is Dr. Packus.
这是很多年前的事了。
This thing happened many years ago.
他年老过世的时候
And when he died in old age
他要留下了一个很动人的表现
He also left with a very touching expression
他年老还病
He was ill in his old age
有一天医生告诉他说
And one day the doctor told him
他说你只有很短的时间了
That he was not expected to live for a long time
而照我的经验呢大概半个钟头
According to my experience the doctor said about half more hour
这个美国的医生和中国的医生这个习惯不大相同啊
Western doctors and Chinese doctors are quite different in their manner of practice
中国医生从来不会告诉你你半个钟头以后要死了
Chinese doctors will never tell you that your life expectancy is 30 minutes
但是美国的医生啊他们的背景习惯不同
But Western doctors being the way they are will do so
当 Dr. Packus 听见这个消息的时候
And when Dr. Packus heard the news
他就对他的亲人说
He said to his family
他说我有一个请求
But I have a request
请你们不要拒绝
Please do not refuse my request
他们说请你说了我们不会拒绝
And they said no we won't tell us
他说
And he said
请你们把我扶起来
Would you hold me up
在我的床上跪下
So I can kneel on my bed.
你们扶着我跪下。
And hold me in this kneeling position.
这我要祷告。
I want to pray.
我要用我在世上最后的半个小时祷告。
I want to spend the last half hour on earth praying.
他的亲人答应了就不能够不做。
Having promised beforehand, his family had to go through his request.
所以他们就把他扶起来。
So they held him up.
跪在床上
And so he knelt in bed.
他祷告
And he prayed.
祷告什么
What did he pray about?
他为了全世界归主祷告
He prayed for the worldwide conversion to Christianity.
这是在他的心灵上多年来的一个负担
This was his burden for many years.
一直到最后
Until the final moment.
他还是在主的面前这样祷告。
He still prayed like that before God.
后来主接他回去。
And so the Lord took him back to his own.
这是一个多么动人的事实。
A very moving incident.
他爱主，侍奉主，一直到底。
He loved the Lord and served the Lord till the very end.
也求主帮助我们每一个人。
We ask that the Lord will help each one of us.
能够在时间的考验里面呢得到一个复兴
that we too can pass this testing of time with revival
也能够一生一世的爱主侍奉主
so that we will love and serve the Lord the rest of our days
奉献呢是一个点也是一条线
dedication is a point it's also a line
那个点是开始点
the point of course is the beginning
我们每一个人奉献都有一个起点
We also always have an origin when we dedicate.
我相信我们中间有许多的弟兄姊妹已经奉献
And I believe that many of us have dedicated ourselves.
我不是说奉献做传道人那种奉献
Not saying about dedication into full-time ministry.
但是为主而活的奉献
But a dedication that we will live for the Lord.
我们的奉献有个起点
That dedication has an origin point.
但是不单单是一个点而已
But it does not stop at being a point
那个点变成一条线
The point continues into a line
一直的奉献
and it continues on.
然后从一条线变作面。
Then it goes on from a line into a plane.
那就是全面的奉献。
And that is a whole integrated approach to dedication.
在这条线里面呢，还有好多点。
Within that line, there are many more points.
每一个点就是重新奉献。
Each point is a rededication of our lives.
每一个奉献的人呢，需要重新奉献。
Every person that has dedicated his life needs rededication along the way.
一次过的奉献靠不到祝福。
Because a one-time dedication is not safe enough on its own.
也就是说慢慢慢慢我们的奉献冷下去。
Sometimes our dedication will dissipate with time.
慢慢变成一个字句没有实际。
Gradually it just becomes a phenomena with no reality.
我们需要一次两次多次重新奉献。
Once, twice and over again, we need to rededicate our lives.
这样我们就能够不断地有复兴。
This way we can have revival all along this way.
每一次重新奉献就是复兴。
Every time we rededicate our lives, it is a revival point.
这个复兴你可以随时得到。
And that revival point is accessible anytime.
第二幅的复兴的图画。
Then we see the second picture of revival.
126篇。
Psalm 126.
126篇第四节
Psalm 126 verse 4
耶和华求你使我们被掳的人归回好像南地的河水伏流
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south
这幅图画就是河水伏流
Here we see the flowing ebb and tide of a stream.
这条河原来是流的。
The stream is flowing.
哎呀，那是多么美丽。
A beautiful picture.
这个河的两边有树木。
We see trees on both sides of this waterway.
有青翠的草地。
We see green pastures.
美丽的景画。
Beautiful scene.
但是后来呢，停止流动了。
But somehow it stopped flowing.
哎呀，那个情况完全变了。
Then things start to change.
这个河底显出来了。
Then we see the mud bank.
这个两边的青草地干旱。
And we see the drying of these green pastures along the side.
树木的叶子也落了。
We see the withering of the trees by the stream.
但是何等的可惜。
How sad a picture.
何等的荒凉。
How desolate a picture.
但是现在。
But here.
这个停留的河水伏流。
We see the stream once again ebbing.
这是复兴。
That is revival.
那么我们要问。
Then we ask this question.
这里讲的是什么呢？
What is this talking about here?
第一句。
First of all.
神使我们被掳的人归回。
God can set the captive free.
神的百姓被敌人掳去了。
The people of God are taken into captivity.
那个时候这个河水就停流了。
That is the point when the stream ceases to flow.
现在被掳的人呢得到释放。
Here the captives are released.
重新回到本土。
They are returned to their homeland.
他们又得到自由。
They are free once again.
他们又能够荣耀神侍奉神。
They are able to glorify and serve God once again.
这就是伏流。
That is the reflow.
这是一个宝贵的复兴。
And that is a very dear revival.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有没有任何的事物把你掳去呢？
Is there anything in our lives that is holding us captive?
从前呢，以色列人被掳。
In the past, the Israelites were held captive.
巴比伦人到了圣城。
The Babylonians came into the holy city.
就进了圣殿。
They went into the holy temple.
他们把这个圣殿里的圣器皿掳走。
They took away all the holy vessels of the temple.
拿去放在他们的大滚神的庙里面。
And desecrated them by putting them into their pagan temple.
原来是为了侍奉耶和华而用的圣器皿。
What holy vessel that was destined to serve the holy God?
现在呢，来侍奉偶像。
We're now used to serve idols.
这是个悲剧。
That is a tragedy.
很可惜。
And that is a sad picture.
原来给神用。
What was intended for God's use?
现在给撒旦用。
But now is for Satan's use.
原来是神的器皿。
What was God's vessel?
现在竟然落在罪恶的手中。
Now became captive of sin.
做了不义的器皿。
And became vessels unto unrighteousness.
任何的人到了这个光景
And when a person has fallen into this state,
需要复兴
he needs revival.
神的恩典临到
the grace of God has come upon him.
圣灵的亮光临到
the enlightening of the Spirit has come upon him.
主的话语临到
the word of God has descended upon him.
让这样的弟兄姊妹醒过来
a person as such is awakened.
一个新的追求
and there is a new line of pursuit.
从撒旦的手中出来
To deliver themselves out of the hand of Satan.
再回到主的手里。
To re-enter into the hands of God.
再次做主的器皿。
To become the vessel of God once again.
这是何等的美好。
That is beautiful in itself.
让我们把自己放在主手里。
Let us place ourselves in the hands of God.
这样主就能重新用我们。
So that God can once again use us.
大概20年前
Around 20 years ago,
有一次我到加拿大去讲道
I was speaking in Canada.
在加拿大的一个神学院的毕业礼讲道
I spoke in commencement in a seminary there.
在毕业礼的前一个晚上
The night before commencement,
这个毕业班的同学呢有一个话别会
The graduating class had a farewell party.
请全校的同学参加
And the entire student body was invited
我也参加了
I attended too
节目当中有一个
There was one of the programs
在这个节目里面呢有两个同学呢在台上谈话
It showed two students conversing on this platform
他们讨论一些这个属灵生活里面的难处
They were discussing some of the problems one encounter in the spiritual life
后来他们来到一个问题没有办法解决
Then they came up upon a problem that they could not resolve
这个时候一个年长的弟兄上了台
Then another elderly brother stepped onto the podium
他们就请教他
And they asked him of that question
那么这一个年长的同学啊用了一个比喻
And the elderly student gave him an illustration.
在我的心中留一个很深刻的印象
An illustration which left a very deep impression in my mind.
他拿了一根线出来
He took a thread out.
我看我能找到我的线吗？哦，是在这里。他拿一根线出来
took out a piece of thread,
然后拿他的笔出来
took out his pen,
用这个线呢就挂在这个把这个笔挂在线上
and he suspended his pen from this thread
然后呢他就问大家两个问题
then he asked the audience two questions
他说这个笔在哪里
where is the pen
大家回答说在你手中
they said in your hand
他说既然在我手中，我能这样写字吗
？He said, "If it's in my hands, can I write with it this way?"
大家说不能。
No was the answer.
然后他问。
Then he asked again.
我怎么样做才能用它写字
？How can I? What can I do to be able to use this pen?
大家回答说。
And the answer came.
抓住它。
Grab hold of it.
Hold it in your hand.
Hold it.
那么这个时候就可以写字。
This is the only way you can write with this pen.
多么简单
Simple enough.
那两个同学讨论的问题这个答案就在这里
And that was the answer to those two students' questions.
我永远忘记不了这个
Something that I will never forget.
也是今天你们看了以后也可以记住也相当长的时间
Maybe this will stay in your mind for quite a period of time.
有人属主就是这样属法
Some people belong to God exactly in this way.
我属主
I belong to God.
是这样属
And in this manner.
这样的属主主奈他不合
And there's nothing God can do with a person like that.
这样的基督徒主真是没有办法
There's nothing God can do with Christians like that.
足之后可以咬咬它。
You can just shake him up.
那么他充其量是这样被咬一咬。
And that's all he can do, just give him a shake or two.
足不能用它。
But cannot be put to use.
有许多基督徒足不能用。
There are many Christians that God is unable to use.
为什么？
Why?
他拒绝让足抓住他。
Because he refuses to be held by God.
我们要把自己放在主手中。
We are to put ourselves in the hand of God.
我们要祷告说，主啊，求你把我握在你手中。
And we ask God that he will hold us in his hand.
这个时候主可以用我。
It is only then that God can use us.
我们要把自己交给主。
And we are to put ourselves in the hands of God.
重新的奉献。
Once again, to rededicate ourselves to him.
从被掳的地方回来。
So that we can be delivered from captivity.
如果有任何的人。
If there is any one person.
任何的事把我们掳去。
Any one thing that captures us.
让我们不爱主。
So that we no longer love the Lord.
让我们离开主远。
So that we are far away from the Lord.
让我们不能被主用。
So that we are no longer be able to use by the Lord.
我们要靠着主说。
Then by the grace of God we will say,
我要离开。
I will have nothing to do with that.
我要再一次把自己放在主手中。
I will put myself once again in the hand of God.
第三幅的图画。
The third picture we see.
六十篇。
Psalm 60.
第一第二两节
Psalm 60 verses 1 and 2
六十篇一二节这样说神啊你丢弃了我们使我们破败你向我们发怒求你使我们复兴你使地震动而且崩裂求你将裂口医好因为地摇动
Psalm 60 verses 1 and 2 O God, thou hast cast us off Thou hast scattered us Thou hast been displeased O turn thyself to us again Thou hast made the earth to tremble Thou hast broken it Heal the breaches thereof For it shaketh
在这里诗人求复兴
Here the psalmist asks for revival
他用一个比喻来讲
And he uses an illustration.
也是一幅图画
A beautiful picture.
在地面上有一个很深的裂口
Here we see the brokenness of the earth.
他说神啊
God, he says,
求你医好这个裂口
Heal this earth.
因为这个地摇动
Because the earth shaketh.
这个裂口影响很大
This breach has great impact.
甚至于让地震动
To the extent that the earth shakes
很严重
It's a serious thing
所以诗人祷告
And so the psalmist prays here
这个裂口怎么产生的呢
How did this breach came to be
这个表面看的好像是从神产生的
It seems that it originated from God
你看第一节说
Verse 1
神啊你使我们破败
God thou hast cast up us thou hast scattered us
但是事实上呢是因为以色列人违背神
But God did this because the Israelites had disobeyed God
所以神的管教临到他们
And so the disciplining hand of God was upon them
结果有一个裂口产生
And so this breach
所以真正的来源是他们自己
So it was themselves that was the true originator of the breach
现在大卫醒过来
But here David awakens
哎、他看见这个裂口越裂越宽
He sees this breach getting wider and wider
他求神来医治
And he asks for the healing of God
医治裂口是一个真正的复兴
The healing of this crack or breach is true revival
我相信这个裂口可以代表很多的事物
This breach can represent many things in our life
我只是、提一样
Let me give you an example
有的时候弟兄姊妹之间有了裂口
Sometimes there is a breach between brother and sister
不能相合
They cannot be friends
不能相爱
They cannot love one another
有了冲突
They have conflict
甚至有了恨
Sometimes even hatred
不能够用爱 彼此对待。
They cannot deal with one another in love anymore.
甚至在同一个家里面。
Sometimes it happens within a family even.
有了裂口。
There is this breach.
也许哥哥和弟弟不讲话。
Sometimes brothers and brothers don't speak to one another.
也许姐姐和妹妹不讲话。
Or sisters between sisters.
也许在学校里面和同学不讲话。
Sometimes it happens school within schoolmates.
或者在教会里面弟兄姊妹不讲话。
Sometimes it happens in the church.
有隔膜。
There is a distance.
有问题。
There's a problem.
这是个裂口。
That is a breach.
需要医治。
A breach that needs to be healed.
裂口很重要吗？
Is the breach or the crack important?
有的时候好像很简单的小事。
It seems